How endemic it is, isn't it, among people that we assume that God will be faithful to the good promises, that is, to the promises that please us. And we want him to be. If he reneged on any of these promises of blessing, we would be the first at the door and saying, "You promise, you promise." And yet it's the very same God who had said, "Outside of my covenant blessing, you will discover only covenant curse and judgment." I wonder if there were saints in the northern kingdom as they saw the dereliction that was falling upon the land. Certainly Elijah would appear as one of these. Saints in secret places, old men, old women, some of these young men who were in the schools of the prophets, pleading with God and saying, "God, we are not sure we can take the strain of social disintegration, but we would rather have social disintegration than see your word fail, even if it's a word of judgment." Then the judgment falls. What if what we are experiencing in our country just now is actually partly a fruit of the prayers of saints in past generations who have cried out to God, "Oh God, whatever it costs, keep your word." And now we see God keeping his word, removing the candlestick from the church because of its unfaithfulness, removing stability from the monarchy because of its unfaithfulness, removing stability from the nation. Here is a nation that within living memory, pleaded with God for mercy to deliver it. And we sell our inheritance for a mess of pottage. And I think perhaps it is as easy for us as Christians as it is for those who are not Christians to try to find some other explanation than the faithfulness of God to his promise that righteousness exalts a nation and anything else destroys it.